listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
A very special episode.
It's a very special episode, and it won't involve Rape.
Or Blossom.
Although she might show up, we don't know.
Could be awkward.
That'd be hilarious.
It would actually be pretty good. I don't know.
If Blossom showed up right now, I would invite her to every show that we do.
Her nose wouldn't fit in this booth.
Oh, you see? That's just not cool.
It's the well-fed guide to life.
You're upsetting your Jewish heritage with that comment, by the way, as well.
It's because we're, you know, we're one of the same. I can say things like that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, this is a well-fed guide to life. Show 100. And we said it's a very special episode.
It is a very special
episode. It's a Hallmark episode.
It is.
It's an after-school special.
Not yet,
no.
Although, if we keep drinking like this,
it's going to end up like that. We are at El Maison in beautiful, call it South Uptown. It's kind of the southern edge of Uptown, I think, before you classify it into, you know, you go a couple blocks, it's kind of into just South Minneapolis / Richfield.
I suppose, yeah.
So, the southern tip of Uptown. It's a beautiful Spanish restaurant, also specializing in Puerto Rican cuisine as well.
Yes.
Not necessarily a tiny place, but, you know.
I don't know. It's about as big as any other of the places we've been to.
Yeah. But, you know, very rustic.
Probably get 100 people in
here. Probably about 100, yeah. Fairly rustic. They do have live music on weekends, Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
It's kind of empty in here right now.
It's early.
It is early.
And it's on a Monday.
It's on a Monday.
So...
But we are already enjoying our first celebratory drink.
Yes. We should clinky.
Clinky.
And these are plastic.
That was kind of a letdown.
It was.
But
that's okay.
But because it's show 100, we had to go back to our roots of girly drinks.
You see, here's the thing, though. I don't count sangria as a girly drink.
How could you not after that?
Because, first off, it's not terribly sweet. Okay. Despite its very fire engine red color.
Yeah.
But it's not terribly sweet. It's a little more, not quite savory, but I'm trying to think of the
Well, right it's term. Alcohol heavy, that's for damn sure.
It is strong.
This one is a lot.
It is strong.
More alcohol heavy than any other sangria I've ever had. Holy crap.
Have you ever had the Hooters sangria?
I can't say that I have. I don't usually go to Hooters.
It's actually very
sangria.
Good. It's actually very good. It's the first time I ever had sangria. I was at a Hooters.
It's very awkward.
That trip was a first in many senses.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because not only was the first time I had sangria, but the first time I had fried pickles.
This was a big trip for you.
It was a big deal. And I didn't even want to go.
And now they can't keep you out of the,
exactly,
out of the place.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, they got a restraining order.
But anyway, what were we talking about?
Show 100.
Show 100. Oh, no, I was talking about why I don't think sangria is a girly drink. And here's why. For the same reason that a good margarita isn't a girly drink.
I'll agree with you on that.
In the sense that it's something about that kind of Latin culture. Okay. Take, for example, Enrique Iglesias. I'm trying to think.
You're really gonna go with that as
I'm gonna go with this. Okay. No, just let me finish. Okay.
He's a good cross section for the culture, I know.
Well, no, I'm using him as an example.
Okay.
Okay, that everyone should know. You could also substitute Antonio Banderas or possibly Ricky Martin into this. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going somewhere with this, trust me. No one would dispute the rugged masculinity of any of those people.
Okay.
Okay. And yet, there is a certain femininity to it that actually it complements.
Femininity.
A femininity.
Okay.
What? I know. I said that right.
I'm still with you. I'm still bearing with you.
There's something about there's something about many, many, many aspects of Latin culture that you can have very feminine aspects to it, and it's not girly.
Okay.
And that applies to the drinks. It applies to the food. You know, you can have a very light and citrusy thing, but no one would call it a girl food because it will burn your insides.
Right.
You know, it's...
Which is kind of what we're hoping for this show.
Well, one of us is hoping. Me, I'm not a big fan of pain. I call it spicy food like bungee jumping. I don't... Or rough sex. It may be good to some people, but I don't understand the joy of hurting yourself. I'm sorry.
I think we might have our show title. Anyway, so as a part of show 100, we're taking this as a time to look back at where we've come from, people we've met, special moments.
Mm-hmm. This is incredibly chewy bread,
but it's very good.
It's good.
The butter on that is
It's a very good butter.
I want to take a nap in it.
The customary basket of bread and good buttered toast. Looks like a garlic toast style. Like,
yeah, you can actually see the garlic in the...
Yeah, it's very good, but it's chewy. It's chewier than you normally expect.
I like it.
No, it's good. I'm not besmirching it. I'm just saying...
You smirched it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So before we get into, like, listener things and messages and things like that, what have been some of your favorite moments of the past 99 episodes?
Well, one of my favorite moments was probably the challenge that was the meet and greet challenge.
Yes, the
debacle that was.
The Gastoffs episode, yes.
It was a test for both of us. It really was.
Test that you failed, if I must point out.
Yeah, but I was able to get us out of there. That was so really it was successful that I was able to get us both home safely after that. Safe being kind of an optional thing.
Because I'll be entirely honest, I was prepared to die at that point.
I was pretty sure you were going to puke out the side of the car.
I can honestly say this, I don't think I have vomited since junior high.
Really?
In, you know, sickness, we're, you know, overconsumption of whatever, never done it.
Wow.
Or haven't done it in a very, very long time.
You had to be close there.
If I remember right, and granted the sheer amount of meat and beer and German food that I had there kind of clouded my memory slightly.
I'm about 100% sure that I could have done that challenge had we not done the boot. That I could have succeeded at doing that if it had not been the boot. Because I think I put down more of the boot than you did.
That's entirely possible.
Because, you know, you did finish that, but I was holding that boot the entire time. So while you were pounding that down, I was pounding that down.
That is true. But that was an endurance challenge.
That was insane. That was...
I still have that in my certificate.
We should frame it.
It is framed.
Is it hung somewhere?
Yes, it is. In my office.
There you go.
Right on the bookshelf. I actually nailed it to the bookshelf because there's no room. So it's on the side.
There you go. But that was, for as far as gastronomical Olympics, for lack of a better term,
mm-hmm.
that one was the tops as far as just a complete
challenge.
Not
the tops.
Really?
No.
You don't think so?
No, it is bested and will continue to be bested by the State Fair. Because the State Fair is the only show I limber up for.
You stretch for?
I stretch a little bit.
You have to. It's all sorts of bad.
It is.
I do agree with you. There have been times where I, you know, I go to the state fair a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go a couple times with the family, maybe with friends. But with you, it's work.
It is.
It's something fierce.
Well, because we make a dedicated effort to eat as much as possible.
Right. We go out of our way to... If that looks bad for you, we're going to give it a whirl.
We'll do it. I think next year, we should get one of those motorized scooters. So we don't have to, you know, huff and puff the whole time.
Can we use that as a tax write-off?
Probably.
It'd be awesome.
It's technically show production, so...
Be bad.
Just find us on the fat wagon.
Be bad.
But no, what's awesome about that State Fair show, and a couple people that I talked to pointed out to those shows as one of our best for a couple reasons. One referred to it as it's like a food Blair Witch Project. Which I have to admit,
I love it.
I chuckled when it was described to me like that. So my good friend Paul, not the Paul that I work with, but a different Paul, I give him credit on that one, because it is. It's like, because you know, remember Blair Witch?
Mm-hmm.
It was. I mean, they tell you right at the beginning that these people are gonna die.
Right.
So you're really just watching
somebody slowly die.
Somebody slowly die, and that's really what the State Fair shows are.
I can totally agree with you on that because. You know, the first
as much
year,
as I banged on this bread, I'm just eating it like it's fucking going out of style.
Is it really? Isn't it awesome?
It's
addictive.
It's addictive. That's right. Yeah. I think it's crack butter is what they put on this.
Well, you put garlic in anything, it's going to taste good. You know, I you can slather yourself in some garlic. I'd probably lick you.
We both know it doesn't even take that.
That's true. That's very true.
More of the sangria and...
Won't even need the garlic.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
moving on.
Thank you.
Around the radio.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, you're welcome.
He's trying to get us lucky.
I was gonna say. I think the waiter's trying to get lucky tonight because he keeps refilling our sangria.
And you know, he's got the roguish Latin good looks. So.
He's got the sexy accent. I will give him that.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just the sangria talking, though.
It's probably that.
I should stop eating bread. Because I have a feeling I have a large amount of food coming.
It's going to be... This could be one of those, like, epic meals for you.
It could be. State Fair show.
State Fair show. I completely agree with you. You have to prep.
That's right.
You know, there's just no getting around it. Because we're not even there for that long. You know, we're there for about 3 hours or so.
About that. And, 2.5 or so.
You know, when I go with my mom or my dad or my brothers or some friends, we're there all day. Mm-hmm. But I'm not eating the entire time.
No.
This is like,
2 hours of straight eating.
I know, it's...
And what's
wrong with
it? I don't know. Really, I'm trying to remember who had this idea.
I think it was me.
It probably was.
Because I usually come up with, like, the worst gastronomical ideas.
I know.
Let's do the Meat Arena Challenge.
Let's
do a show from the State Fair.
And yet I'm the one who always suffers.
Let's do a show from Fogo de Chao. No.
That actually wasn't bad. I didn't feel terrible after that one.
After Fogo?
After Fogo.
I felt awful. That not in a bad way, but, like...
I shouldn't have done that.
I shouldn't have had that extra sausage.
Yeah.
You know, those four or five extra sausages.
That one extra sausage.
I heard if you actually ate your age in sausages, the meal was free. So, I was aiming.
That would end up killing people. Yeah. Like, if they had that deal.
I probably could do it. I think I could do it. I think
like
I could
one
do
sausage for every year?
One sausage for... I think I could do that.
You'd top out at about 35, 37 or so.
No, but I could do it now, is what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying now.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm calling you old is really what this is, and yet you're too dense to figure it out.
I just, it's selective hearing.
Selective or just going deaf. Well, they check your batteries, that's all I'm saying.
Huh?
Yeah. But the State Fair, it's an endurance trial,
mm-hmm.
And a big part of that is the walking. Because we probably walk good mile and a half, 2 miles over the course of that show. Maybe next year we'll take a pedometer if we don't get the fat wagon.
I think we figure out a way to strap a pedometer to the fat wagon.
I don't think that would work. I'm not...
Odometer.
I wonder if they have odometers.
We could get one from, like, a local bike shop and figure out a way to jerry-rig it to it.
I'm thinking you don't get your deposit back if you jerry-rig a...
It's like 15 fat bucks wagon. Or one of those.
No, it was like 50 last time, I thought.
For a bike computer?
No, I'm saying we don't get a deposit back for the fucking fat wagon.
We're not gonna harm the thing.
I've seen you with mechanicals.
I'm not very good, you're right.
It'd be like if it's not fucking steam powered by the end of it.
It'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. I would give you that.
It's a fat cart and a cotton gin.
Oh, we just work it into it so it makes popcorn while we...
It'd be fantastic.
That would be pretty cool, actually, now that I think about it.
Boils cheese curds.
Ooh. Hook a deep fat fryer to it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think it's also cool that, you know, the Minnesota State Fair is also very, very well known nationwide.
That's what this show's going to be, people.
For just being obscene when it comes to the food.
Bested only probably by Texas.
Right, which had the deep fried butter last year.
Which that's when you just throw your hands up.
You win. They actually whip the butter, deep fry it, and
then have this last piece of bread.
Go for it. That's strong. I mean, we at least, you know, we'll deep fry something like fruit.
Candy bar. Which we still have not had on the show.
I think it's just too sweet. You know, we stick...
No. The reason why we haven't had it is because it's always toward the end.
Then we gotta make a point of it next year.
Yeah, we maybe go a different route around. Because I think we took the same route that we did last
year. We did.
So go the backwards way.
We will. But so much of the stuff we eat is salty, not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think we only had the deep fried fruit.
The fruit.
We didn't have any like mini donuts, did we?
I don't remember.
But think about all the stuff that we had. It was all pretty salty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had beer. You know.
Yep.
Which I think I'm going to stick with water next year. I think we can go longer if we just stick with the water because the beer slows you down.
Yeah.
Makes me tired.
You gotta have one. It's State Fair.
Of course, we did have the beer on a stick, which was kind of cool.
I don't remember that.
The beer on the paddle.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember that now.
Oh, man. This sangria is growing on me.
Yeah, it's potent. I've had the sangria a couple different places, and this is the first time I've had it where they still leave the fruit in it.
I thought that was normal.
I've never had quite the degree of fruit.
It is fruit heavy.
I mean, it's good, but it's weird. Like I said, it looked like red onions in there with it, because it's a little diced apple.
Mm-hmm. It's tasty.
It's good, yeah.
Second meal in your glass.
That's right. And since it's vegetables, or fruits, it's healthy.
So.
I'm counting this as one of my fist-sized servings of vegetables on my diet journal.
Gotcha. Now, did you have... We've done 100 episodes.
We
did
have.
You have
99.
Excuse me. We've done 99 episodes now.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite food? Like something you would kill me for, like slash my throat,
ooh,
to go back and get if it meant that was the last time you're going to be able to eat it?
That's a good one.
And it could be more than one thing, you know. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to think about that for a second. I mean, there's some things that we've done. I mean, I guess it depends on if you want to define it as stuff I've had before and then we've done.
Or something I was exposed to
on the show.
Yeah, both. You know, and I think...
The Big Ten subs.
Really?
Big Ten subs are always very high for me.
Okay.
Especially if we're talking a last meal situation, because that's when I don't give a shit, because it's like 6 pounds of butter on the
mayo.
Yeah.
See, that's interesting to me because it's something fairly simple.
It is.
We have very complex things on the show.
Yes.
That's something very simple.
Mm-hmm. In terms of stuff that I've been exposed to that I never would have tried before, easily the pork rillette at Craftsman.
Yep.
Which we need to talk about that, by the way.
We will. We'll get there.
We'll get to that toward the end of the show, because once again, I can't be bothered to go out other than for this show, so I sent you out to the public and to the populace.
And I did a okay job.
I'm sure you did. I didn't hear about any police things going on.
They never knew it was me that slashed the tires.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that toward the end of the show. But yeah, the porkery at Craftsman. And I think a lot of the Thai places. I wouldn't necessarily go back for that stuff. But it's definitely something that I have been exposed to because of the show.
Okay.
So I would certainly recommend it for people that aren't me. Because I have very specific tastes when it comes to certain things.
Yep.
And those almost never line up with any sort of Southeast Asian preparation.
I get you. That's more what you're cooking.
But, you know, what about you?
I would say, you know, for something that, you know, something that where the taste was still familiar to me, but I had not had it like that before, would be the pork bun at Moto E.
Yes. Yeah, that the delicate is pillows fantastic. Of
porkness.
That is, yeah.
That was absurd.
It is, and it continues to be.
Yeah, I mean, we've both gone back there since then, and you know, I don't order any of the entrees. I just stick to the small plates.
Yeah, well, that's mostly what they have, though.
But they do have, you know, if you get like noodles and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can get like noodle dishes, but yeah, I've never had those either.
Right, but.
Like, I want three buns here.
Yeah.
And I want the yakitori.
Yep.
I want that here.
Yep. The beef jerky is really good.
Never had that.
Try it. The sriracha spiced beef jerky.
See, again, that goes into the hot.
Yeah.
Anything higher than ketchup, I'm wary of.
It's okay. You're going to be okay. It was totally worth it. But that would be one of those things that I would, you know, slice your throat completely open for. I mean, literally Heath Ledger in Dark Knight. This is slicey open.
Detonator?
All right. Can we grab another menu?
Of course.
Thank you very much.
A little more bread, too?
Sure. Won't say no to bread. On first glance, that looks like breakfast cereal.
I hope it doesn't taste like breakfast
cereal. No, but it's just, it's so colorful.
It is.
And you got, what is that, an oyster?
It would be a mussel.
A mussel, okay. I don't mean to touch your food here.
Sorry, I got another one coming out the other side. That's what she said. Maybe show 100, I'm not above it.
That's terrible. We're pausing here briefly because we're actually trying something new on the show.
Gotta take horrible pictures.
Yeah, you do.
I really do.
Well, food photography is a skill. What we're trying to do, we want to give people as good of an experience of this place, of the place that we're going, as possible. So, what we're going to be doing, we're taking pictures of what we're having, so that you can kind of match it.
Try it from your angle.
From your angle, or from my angle.
Because from where I'm sitting, trying to take a picture of yours, it looks awful.
That looks pretty good. I mean, just for completeness sake.
All right.
Anyway, so we'll be posting pictures of what we're eating on our Facebook page. So if you aren't a fan, make sure you're finding us on there.
So you can actually see what we're eating.
So you can see what we're eating. And the reason why I asked for a menu is because I don't remember all of the pieces of what I got here. But what it is, it's a beef tenderloin cooked medium rare. Which is just about perfect.
That is about as perfect as it does get.
With a chorizo. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. I'll just read it. It's grilled. I got the ternero, which I'm probably butchering the pronunciation.
You are.
A grilled petite beef tenderloin served with sautéed greens, which, you know, they're sautéed greens, with a chorizo potato croquette surrounded by an ancho demi-glace. Garnished with Rioja caramelized onions. Good God.
That hits well. That hits hard.
Yes, it does.
I got the Arroz con Mariscos, which is rice with sautéed shrimp, fish, crab meat, calamari, and mussels.
So it's like a seafood platter.
A cheap version of a paella,
mm-hmm.
With no saffron. That's a quarter of the price.
No. They do have saffron, or they do have paella here.
Two different types, yep.
It ain't cheap.
No. And it takes about 45 minutes to cook.
Yes.
They recommend on weekends, if you do order it, to call ahead.
Hmm.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
How is it?
Here's my problem. And it has everything to do with me being an uncultured fat man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat beef very often. It's fairly rare.
Which is surprising to me.
I'm much more pork man. Quiet. So I inevitably take way too large of bites. And then I sit there and I chew and I chew and I chew.
And then all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah.
So savor.
I know. I'm getting better.
It is more bread.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, but yeah, I tried the tenderloin with and without the demi-glace here. Without, I'll give it a solid meh.
Now, you gotta try the fun stuff in the center.
I'm going as I go here.
Okay.
I'm reviewing as I go. What I'm saying is by itself, without the sauce, it's a little undersalted.
Okay. Would you like some salt?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
But with the demi-glace, that definitely livens it up quite a bit. And it's not terribly spicy.
Okay.
Which I was a little worried about. But yeah, definitely want to have the sauce with it. How was yours so far?
It's fantastic. It really is really good. You know, I've had a couple different things. I've been here a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say I've eaten my way around the menu. I've been here a couple times where I only had appetizers. Been here once and, you know, split appetizers, split salad, split a meal. And it was good. But this is the first time I've actually just had a meal here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very tasty.
Try this. Greens and the onions here.
It's got mussels and shrimp, crab and calamari in it. Two of the biggest mussels I've ever seen in my entire life.
Except for when you're looking at your ass.
You want to apologize? Just
nope.
Are you sure?
Eat your food.
No, I'm going to let you have that one back because it wasn't very funny.
Hey, it's a scientific fact that the butt is the largest muscle in the human body.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right, so going back to, best thing, you know, things mm-hmm. that cut you open for.
Yes.
Why
is it always violence toward me, by the way?
I don't know. It's not, so, you know, me harming myself isn't nearly as funny as me harming you.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, you know, things that just kind of blew me out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
The burger at Happy Gnome. I'll go back and say that's my favorite thing I've ever had on the show.
Okay.
Which is the Minnesota Big Game or Big Game Burger, which is elk and moose and beef and
bison.
Either
beef,
one,
and,
whichever.
Yep.
This is fine. Because
beef ain't game.
Yeah.
That's true. Beef ain't game.
Right.
But just a smattering of dead animal.
A Noah's Ark, if you will.
A Noah's Ark of dead animal, and that lagenberry jam.
Mm-hmm.
With the sautéed onions, is just like I'm getting all a flutter just thinking about that right now. That is beyond a shadow of a doubt the best burger in the Twin Cities, bar none.
All right.
So
I wouldn't know.
You didn't have that, but you did.
No, I didn't.
You did have the Vincent burger.
Mm-hmm.
Which. Having a bite of that is right there. It's right there. It's like one and two. It's like You beat me out by a skate.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Or I beat you out by a skate.
It's... That is a fantastic burger in itself as well. And a steal if you get there at happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
For the sheer quality and quantity of said burger.
How you doing?
That is a damn good croquette. If you don't know what a croquette is, it's one of those things that I think it's kind of like fire in the sense that many different cultures figured it out all around the same time. You know, because you see variations on this in many different cuisines. You see a lot in Japanese cooking, in China not so much. Obviously, we got some
Spanish. You're okay?
Yes,
thank you.
In a lot of Latin cooking, you see this where it's basically a breaded ball of potatoes and then mixed with something.
Much like a crab cake, if you will. Substitute crab for potato.
But in this case,
it kind of looks the same.
Yeah. And it's a similar consistency. This has chorizo in it. And my guess is sweet potatoes, because there's a definite sweet potato taste with it, which works really, really well with the chorizo.
Really?
Yeah, it's very tasty. And it works perfectly with the caramelized onions and this ancho sauce. It's very, very good. I'm glad I saved it toward the end, because I whipped through that beef like no one's doing.
All right, so... Let's go the opposite end of the spectrum now.
All right.
What was the worst thing that you had on the show?
Probably the stuff we had at Musashi or whatever the fuck it was called.
Hirashi? Or is it
Musashi? Musashi. Or Zake.
Zake.
Whatever the fuck they're called.
Either way, it should be out of business. And I'm going to go ahead and completely agree with you that was easily the worst food we've had on any episode, bar none.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going way back. Let's take it the Wayback Machine. Just poor all around. You know, poor ambiance, poor service. Really bad sushi. I mean, really, really bad. But what do you expect? It's blocky downtown. It's,
you know, but then again, so is like Fogo, and so is...
That's true. That's true.
I mean, there are.
But isn't it surprising how big the drop off is between the two? Think about that.
Well, but Fuller's also a bit of a chain, so there's a kind of some standards set with that a place like Zake isn't gonna adhere to necessarily.
Right, but it's not even in the same.
Well, true. Boat. True. But, and I'm certainly not excusing them at all.
That's the biggest damn muscle.
That is impressive. I've never had a muscle, but.
Would you like half of this?
No. No.
Hmm.
I'm good. Thank you. So we've had a fair amount of guests as well.
Yeah.
That we should mention. And we have more planned. We were supposed to have someone on this week. But as I said, there's some changes in plans. There was, unfortunately, our guest couldn't make it due to a family emergency. So we're just have to put up with each other this week.
I'm okay with that. It's been that way for most of 100 episodes.
This is very true. But that's something that we're definitely going to be doing in the next 100 episodes. More guests. We've already got a bunch planned. We're going to probably have... I want to have Andrew on again from hopchart.com.
Mm-hmm.
Just as of when we're recording this, just put out the new version of the site. It looks very cool. It's not quite as stylish as the old one was, because that one, the old version had a very distinct style. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This, not as much, but it seems like he's got a lot more stuff to do, and it works better.
As St. George or Carlin would say, a certain type of panache. That was my George Carlin.
That was the best you got, huh?
It was pretty good.
No.
It was pretty good.
No. I'm sorry. But I want to have him on again. Excuse me. I want to have him on again. We'd also love getting Alvy on again.
Or Very good. Excuse me, I'm choking on my shrimp.
Bam.
Sure. But no, Alvy, again, our sponsor, owner of the Four Firkins. Not only is just he's fun just because he's, you know, he's friends of our, or he's a friend of ours, you know, and we've both known him for a while. You quite a bit longer than I have. You used to work with him. But he's that great mix of foodie that, in this case, he's more of a beery, but, you know. Hey, it doesn't sound any dumber than foodie.
I think you kind of called him a fairy.
No. That's if he was a food and a beery.
I think, as far as guests go, I really enjoyed, and surprisingly so, I did enjoy, from Cinematic Titanic,
Trace Ballou. Yeah.
That was a real treat.
It was, I wanted to save that toward the end, just because, for a couple of reasons. One, it was the closest we've come yet to what was kind of the original idea of this show.
Right.
Was a combination of food knowledge and general talk, kind of like a food-based Tonight Show. Okay, like more general.
Minus Leno's chin and ego.
Yeah. But hopefully with his pay cut, or with his paycheck. And that was kind of one of the original ideas behind the show, is make it a little more general and just make it about guys having, you know, going out to eat and just talking about whatever. And that's still kind of what the show is about, although we've definitely gravitated more toward food and that kind of stuff. We've focused a little more in the last probably year or so.
I'm okay with that.
I'm perfectly fine with that. If anything, it's more interesting for us because it forces us to learn something. I mean, that was one thing that when we talked to Alvy about, because he used to do a podcast way back in the day before he owned the store. And him being on that, he would talk about him being on the show would force him to learn about that stuff. And I feel the same way about this show, is that I've been forced to learn a lot about food and beer and all that stuff. And I still have quite a bit to learn, obviously. But I enjoy learning about it, so it's helpful.
It's fun to learn about food.
It is fun. But having Trace on was so cool for me because...
You're a nerd.
I'm a huge nerd, huge Mystery Science Theater fan.
You could not have marked out any harder for that.
There's a few... honestly, to be completely honest, in terms of Minnesota celebrities...
Mm-hmm.
I can think of maybe one person that I would be more interested to have on the show.
Really?
Yes.
Now I'm curious. You gotta tell me.
Although he's technically Wisconsin, but he's in Western Wisconsin, so he's close enough. I would love to have Neil Gaiman on the show.
I have no idea who that is.
He's a writer of books. I realize that books terrify you.
Do they have pictures in them?
Some of them.
Well then. By all means,
I'll give you a book. On the way, you know, next week.
If I could ever learn to read.
Yes. I'll get you an audiobook. How about that?
Yay.
All right. But I would love to have him on the show.
Okay.
Because that is super nerd boner there for, you know, that. I mean, this is the guy that created the Sandman comic book series. I know you don't know what any of this stuff is, so I'm just not going to try to explain them to you.
Yeah. I'm not taking a nap here while you
created the Sandman series. Oh, shut up. You're being disrespectful to our hopeful future guest. But he did, like, American Gods and Good Omens, one of my favorite. I will stab you with this fork. But he would be, like my ultimate get. But beyond that, Trace Ballou is right up there. Mm-hmm. You know, of just, you know, guys I grew up watching, you know, on Mystery Science Theater. Huge fan. And turned out to be a bit of a foodie himself, which was awesome. What other Minnesota celebrities could we get on the show that would be fun?
I would like to do, even though he's a long shot,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to do Andrew Zimmern, just to hear his take on Mitch Omer.
That's right. We did have Mitch Omer from Hell's Kitchen on.
Which also coincides to my next question for you. Was there ever a time where you felt scared to be on the show?
Just about every guest we've ever had.
Really?
To be honest, yeah.
Because...
I don't think Chrissy.
That was the one time where I actually felt nervous because he's so...
He's a big deal.
Well, he's a big deal, but he's also a loose cannon.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that.
It was more of like, if we say something wrong, he's going to bolt.
And I came close.
Yeah.
I had one or two times when...
He's going to bolt, and it's... He's going to be out the door.
Yeah. And to his credit, he put up... I thought you were going to take our bread. I was going to take a shot at you. All right. But no, he was very cool. He even put up with my stuff.
But it was...
It was intimidating.
And I don't even know if... he's a big dude. That's the other part of it. He's bigger than both of us.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Physically, we're talking about
it. Yeah, he looks like he could... I'm not going to say he's going to kick my ass.
He probably could.
But he's just off enough that I think that he would kick our ass. So I
there's the ability, and then there's the motive, and he has a little bit of both.
Like, I never, from Trace, I never got the
vibe. No, Trace was total like Zen warrior.
Well, it wasn't like he was gonna walk out.
I was a little worried. I think again, it's all about me offending the guests. And granted, I always worry about that. Just I worry about offending you sometimes, really.
You do.
Well.
Every show.
I worry about
it. Now you're worried about it? Really?
I worry about it, but then I quickly get over it.
Wow.
But no, I mean, both of those guys were... I was worried that I wasn't sure how it was going to go.
All right.
And it was one of those where... With Mitch, I was less worried because... I wouldn't be... This sounds terrible, but... I wouldn't have been upset if he walked out because I know it would have been interesting.
Right.
It would have been a good show, at the very least.
Problem is, he would have taken the recorder.
That's also
picked it up and smashed it.
With Trace,
that was never the issue. He just would have politely walked up and left.
Well, no, but going back to what I was saying is with Trace, if I had upset him, I would have taken that harder. I would have been more upset about that because A, I respect the guy a lot. And, you know, all due respect to Mitch Omer.
Watch yourself now.
No, all due respect to Mitch Omer. I didn't grow up eating at Hell's Kitchen.
That's true.
You know, but I grew up watching Mystery Science Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I still entertain weird back thoughts of, well, this is just the start of Trace and mine's friendship, which I realize is
completely... He hasn't called you yet.
Back he hasn't, then. No. We've talked on Facebook on occasion.
That's nice.
But beyond that... I guess that was my big worry with that. But Andrew Zimmerman would be fun. I would like to get Darren Moskowitz on at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was originally kind of worried because she might be a little snooty. But some of the other things I've read about her lately have made me less concerned with that. So she could be cool. Other non-food people... There was a time I wouldn't have minded Ventura on.
Now I can't. No, there's no way.
No.
No way. I won't do the show.
Thanks. No.
You still want to get Fancy Ray on. Which, you'll be doing the show alone from now on. That won't happen. Not while I'm on the show.
Why? What's wrong with Fancy Ray?
You answered your own question with a question.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Yeah, it does. In my mind, it does.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with Fancy Ray?
Everything. I can't handle that for an hour, let alone more than about 5-6 minutes of that. The guy's going to end up in a rear naked choke. I'm not even kidding you. I'm going to arm bar the guy to death.
Uh-huh. I think it's either racist or homophobic. What
it's a little bit of both, actually.
Yeah. That's what I thought. But who else would be a great get for us?
Great get.
I tried to get Patton Oswalt when he was in town. Never got back to me. Same with Kevin Smith. Tried to get them on town.
I'd like to get Dave Attell on.
He scares me.
He scares me, but I think
he's on the same level as Mitch Omer.
Oh, right. But I think that he would be a good get. And he's not Minnesota-based, but he'd be... And he's coming to town in a couple... I think it's like 2 weeks. So,
and I probably should have done something before now.
You could have just said me to say free meal. Here you go. another good get. What would that be? Well, my mom has already agreed to the Mother's Day show this year.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm so excited. What is Mother's Day? May?
May. But she has requested that she gets to pick the restaurant.
That's fine. As long as we've never been there.
That's what I said. That's what I said. So, that should be interesting.
All sorts of good guests abound.
I know you'll thoroughly enjoy that.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm legitimately looking forward to it. After the hatchet job that you and my mother did on me.
You had it so coming.
I know less than you do.
I know. This is why it's taken 2 years for this to happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, you should be. You absolutely should be.
It's 4 months away. I'm terrified.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, as we're approaching the end of the show here, before we get the wrap up, and before we talk about the heavy table thing, favorite moment, period.
Yes, and okay, gentlemen.
All right, thank you.
Favorite
moment, period.
Favorite moment, period. Do you have one already?
I'm still thinking.
Okay.
Of mine. I would say just for the sheer insanity of it, the entire Psycho Susie's episode.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and I think we can come to a consensus on that. In that one was both just sheer.
It was lunacy, is what it was.
It was.
It was the first all appetizer show we'd ever done.
Yeah.
And what a show! What a place to do it at.
There is none higher.
You know, because we probably had like 15 different kinds of...
Yeah, and multiples of things.
Yeah, with more deviled eggs than I think we've ever had on the show.
Bacon.
Mini corn dogs.
What was the pickle wraps?
The pickle wraps, we had multiples of those.
God.
And then top it off with
a lot of rum.
A fucking drink that came in a bowl.
On fire.
No, we didn't get the one on fire.
Are you sure we did?
Yeah, no, because I remember which one we got. We didn't get the one on fire.
Sure?
Yes, I can almost guarantee you.
Okay.
But that was just insane.
Not good.
Like, I even have to say fair shows, I never felt that bad after a show.
I agree. That one was sketchy. It was sketchy getting home and getting back.
That was...
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with you that one was...
Just digging in its totality as a show, that was probably the most interesting show we've done.
Hardest.
Which is funny because that was like, what, episode 10?
It was
it was early.
Yeah, it was physically
demanding. It's all been downhill from there.
It really has.
So, but we'll raise our glass again. Here's to another 100.
Yeah.
If we can survive it. Let's try to get a good clinky.
It was your first one.
Shitty glasses. Let's do our water glasses. I think those are actually glass.
There we are.
Very good. So
I'm gonna tap us both off here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because
we paid for that carafe.
We paid for that carafe, and damn it, we're gonna drink it.
You're gonna have to put it in a thermos. So before we wrap up, before we give our final thoughts on El Maison, you went out to help represent us at a local event celebrating fans of ours.
Got a pound of chest when you say that, when you say represent.
Represent.
Yeah.
Mutual fans, I would say. HeavyTable.com had its first anniversary, first birthday, celebrating at our Grand Hickory Award winning, Best of 2009 award winning, The Craftsman. How'd you do? I heard you had an interesting incident with the Crispin representative.
Well, I got there a little bit early.
Okay.
Because I came straight from work, and the Craftsman was a lot closer to work than I thought it was. So I left work at about 4. The thing started at 5.
Okay.
And I got there at about 4:07.
All right.
So I made extremely good time to work, which I thought it was going to be like a half hour, mm-hmm. at least.
Yeah.
So I got there, and The Crispin rep was there, unloading his wares.
Yes.
For them.
And Crispin was also a sponsor of the event, as were we, I mean.
And I said, hey, you from Heavy Table? He's like, no, I'm the Crispin rep. Are you with Heavy Table? I'm like, no, but I'm with the Well-Fed Guide.
Uh-huh.
I'm Dave. To which the wheel started turning, and he started to realize that I'm the one who knocks Crispin all the time on the show.
No, that would be me.
Well, we both not going to eat.
It's more.
I hate the cider just in general.
You just hate cider. Yeah. You're not limited to Crispin.
That's exactly right. But that was awkward.
And he was a listener.
That was a little.
Do you remember his name? So we can.
I don't.
You're terrible.
He's probably not a listener anymore.
Well, I hope he is. Because I'm willing to be wrong. If this show has proven anything, is that I'm willing to be wrong.
I'm not.
I know you're not.
As matter of fact, I went out of my way to prove myself right.
You haven't grown as a person for pretty much since I've known you since fifth grade.
That's okay. I'm okay with this.
So,
Give me back my ball. I'm gonna go home.
I will lay this out to. And I told you to tell the Christian rep this. Did you tell him what I told you to tell him?
Yeah, okay.
What I said is I am willing to try Crispin again and give an honest opinion. Okay, then I'll do it right now. If he's a listener, I'm willing to try it again. I was a fan. I shouldn't say a fan. I somewhat enjoyed the first artisanal blend that you guys did. I forget what exactly it was. But I remember, thinking, okay, Crispin isn't so bad. And then they came out with this, maple syrup cider, and I'm intrigued.
I had that.
You did?
I did.
As a
cider hater.
All right.
Here's something weird. I actually liked it.
All right.
I would not order it. I would, if I have five drinks lined up in front of me, if I have my favorite beer, my favorite wine, my favorite pop, my favorite sangria or margarita, whatever.
Yeah.
And then a Crispin. It's not even in that. It's not even getting.
It's not in the top four.
No, not even
of the five.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's but it was drinkable.
It was drinkable. I'm intrigued by the idea of a maple syrup infused.
I'd suggest trying.
Cider. So here's what we'll say. Contact me. Just email me at evan@fancypantsgangster.com. I will gladly try it again. And if I like it, I will endorse it to the ends of the hills. Okay. I'm willing to try it again. But again, I stand by my thinking that anything non-spirit related in terms of alcohol should not be over ice.
And it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't. So.
Well, but that's Crispin's big selling point, is that it's the cider designed to be served with ice.
Let's get off Crispin.
I'm just saying.
Because
I just wanted to point that out.
Because
I'm willing to be proven wrong. So email me, we'll figure something out. We might even have you on the show.
No.
I said might.
Anyway, the highlight was the food.
Oh, it's a Craftsman.
They had more dead animal there than you could really shake a stick at. They had a mound, you know those smaller size basketballs that you used to have when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Like that size of a ball of the pork rillette.
Goodness.
They had lamb brain. Cow brain. What else do they have? A few different types of dried meats, like a salami, capricola, a mortadella. I can't think.
Just meats.
Meats. The best thing, though, that came out, there was a limited supply of, but I had way too much of.
Two handfuls of it?
Well, I kind of hovered around the dish. I was that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't really care. One of the cheese.
You were the George Costanza.
Exactly. Was a pheasant sausage.
You told me about that, actually. You texted me about that.
It was absurd. It was absurd. It tasted like the best bratwurst you've ever had, and then when they tell you it's a game bird, it blows your mind.
I can honestly say I've never had pheasant.
I don't like pheasant.
Okay.
I really don't like pheasant. Anytime I've had it, it's dry. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you stew it for, hours, it's still very, very dry.
Very gamey, as it were.
Very gamey. Holy shit. This was absurd.
Now, is this something that's regularly on Craftsman Minis?
No.
I don't remember seeing that.
I don't think so.
Granted, they do a lot of seasonal stuff, so maybe it's new now. This was like the debut.
It was absurd. Real casing, real intestine casing. Then they had a bunch of different cheeses. and a Manchego had a equal, you know, small basketball size thing of blue cheese.
Oof.
Oh my god.
I would have been. What was that character on Conan O'Brien?
Masturbating bear?
No. No, that's every other day.
Gay Hitler? No.
No, old character. The fucking gaseous wiener. There we go.
Boom, 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 boom. Dum, 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 dum. Sorry. I don't know how I remember that. Anyway. But that, and then all the desserts provided by Sweets Bakery in St. Paul.
Ah.
Which, if you've not been there, for the love of God, if you need to go.
We might be doing several bakery shows coming up here.
They had, I want to say, about 6 different types of cupcakes, like mini cupcakes. Mm-hmm. I partook in the very vanilla one, which is a vanilla, like, lighter-than-air cupcake, and then with a vanilla bean buttercream frosting on it.
I'm actually at half staff right now.
I know you are. That's fucking me in the leg. That's awkward.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me the benefit of the doubt that I would reach you all the way from over there.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
It's my 100th birthday.
It's my 100th episode present.
Yep.
Thank you.
That was absurd. Not only that, she made a cake that, if you've been to Heavy Table's website, their kind of signature is the very seductive carrot.
Yes.
Which is basically, it's a carrot that looks like a woman's body, a woman's silhouette, with her legs crossed.
Yes. It's kind of the penthouse pose.
It is kind of the penthouse pose.
Not that I would know.
Right. But it was an exact replica of said carrot.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was very cool. It was very cool. And I met the owner of Sweets Bakery. Hopefully we'll be doing a show from there.
Do you remember her name?
I don't remember her name off the top of my head.
You need to write shit down.
It's probably like my mom's name. It's probably Libby, you know.
Or some variation on Anne.
Thanks.
No problem.
The man just can't go get new towels. There's about 3 people that are going to get that joke.
Yes, or people that have listened to the show before now.
But it was fantastic. When you guys did the show from Sannyas and Lack.
Yes, we had James Norton and Katie Cannon.
I wasn't on the show.
No, you weren't. I think, what was your problem?
I don't remember.
You weren't out of town.
No, it was something.
I think you were had the plague or something like that.
It was something.
It was something sudden. I remember that.
If I think back.
You were sick. I remember that. No. Yeah. Because we made fun of you for being sick.
Anyway, but it was nice to meet James. Katie is a busy person.
Yeah.
So I did not get a chance to meet her, but she was.
She's very cool.
So, but overall, it was a good time. Enjoyed myself thoroughly.
Nice. Didn't embarrass us too much.
I did take my shirt off.
But I kind of expected.
Luckily,
that,
the shirt on underneath, you know, it was a regular white shirt, but I had cut out the nipples.
Well, and then it's a no fat checks on it too. So I mean, that's.
And this, you must be this tall to ride with a line across it.
That's terrible. Wow.
And on that note,
yes, we can start. Yeah, as we look at the time, like, oh, we can probably start.
The sangria has kicked in.
Yeah, no shit.
Holy crap!
I'm glad I'm not going anywhere. Oh wait, I am going somewhere after this. Fuck.
Final verdict.
I thought what I had was very good. Again, I thought that the beef was a little under seasoned, to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. And you know, in something like that, when it's meant to be, you know, with the sauce, with that ancho sauce, you can kind of excuse that, you know? But at the same time, it wouldn't have hurt him to throw some more salt on it.
Okay.
You know, And granted, I realize that I'm getting a little food snobby in
your
case. But
from dessert yet, please?
No, thank you.
No, I think we're good.
No, we did it.
No, we're good with the bread, no.
Thank you.
Okay. But beyond that, I think it was that croquette was fantastic.
Mine was great as well. Big chunks of deliciousness in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my fourth time.
Okay.
Third time.
Math is hard when you've had sangria.
Yeah, it really is. You can come here and have an all appetizers.
Couldn't.
No, you couldn't, but I could.
Because I looked, because I actually remarked at that when I was looking at the appetizer list and the happy hour list. And there was a lot of stuff in there that is, like, stuff that just I will not eat. A lot of stuff with almonds, a lot of stuff with olives.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms I've cooled on a little bit.
Growing up.
I know. But yeah, just a lot of different things that I'm not that terribly interested in. But it's certainly possible. I mean, they seemed very good. It's just not to my taste.
Yep.
So.
I can see that. I've also had dessert here. Fantabulous. Really, really good. Really good flan. Like silky, silky smooth custard. So, but very good all around. I think it was a great choice for 100th episode.
Yeah,
especially since I've been talking about doing this show from here for a while. So I'm kind of happy we finally
took that one off.
Yep.
Well, all right. Yeah, I agree. But again, this is not one of the kind of places I would normally go to.
No,
because I'm not a big, you know, Latin food fan. Just because I fear spice as a proper Minnesotan.
And Latin people.
I love them.
But they like to cut you.
That's because I get a little handsy.
You do.
Especially after sangria. So watch out on the car ride home. But yeah, this is not the kind of place I would normally go to. And I'm glad that we went. Because now I'm putting this in my stockpile of places to check out, like, especially if you got family coming in, mm-hmm. or, you know, you got friends coming to town or something like that. This would be definitely a cool place to, because it's classy looking without being fancy.
Yeah,
but it also doesn't look cheap.
Right. There is,
which is funny because it's actually right next to a mechanics place, so you don't normally expect that.
Also important to note,
yeah,
they do have a sister restaurant called Cafe Enya, which is closer to Calhoun and Lake Harriet from here.
All right.
Whereas this specializes more in Spanish food, Cafe Enya is a bit more Puerto Rican. The mofongo is in heavy rotation over there. But hopefully when it becomes summertime, we'll be doing a show from there.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Because they have much better outdoor seating. Like, beautiful outdoor
seating.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So.
Well, here, while we wrap this up here, I just want to take an opportunity on behalf of Dave to thank all of our listeners for...
Stop crying.
Shut up. Why do you always got to do that? Anytime we get somewhat serious, you always got to...
Muck it up?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I know. Shut up for a second, okay? As I was saying, I just want to thank all the listeners that have supported us and given us recommendations for places.
Never give me a thank you.
I paid for your damn meal.
Give you a thank you.
Yeah, you just play with yourself there.
Like an asshole.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you again, guys, for supporting us. And if we didn't have the support that I know we have, there's no way I would put up with Dave for this long, once a week.
And I would have already stabbed you in the heart.
Yeah,
multiple times.
Yeah. So it's you guys that support us, and you guys that will help us grow. We've been saying this a lot lately. You guys are the ones that are the best ways to tell people about it. I mean, if you're a fan of the show, tell your friends about us.
You're our bread and butter.
Well,
our apple pie food.
I was reading something, and they were specifically talking about video games, but I think it kind of applies to a lot of things, where people trust recommendations from their friends and their immediate social circle, like, leaps and bounds more than they get from advertising, from, you know, mentions by celebrities or any of that stuff. So if you're a fan of the show and you think one of your family members or friends would love the show, tell them about it. Send them to fanspacegangsters.com. Send them to the Facebook page. And, you know, just keep supporting us like I know you guys do every week. And we're eternally grateful for it. And I got nothing else to say. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm excited and frankly a little surprised we made it to episode 100.
As am I. Because we can't commit to anything.
We can't. You especially.
I know.
With the exception of towel names.
Towel names?
Names on towels. I've had sangria. Shut the fuck up. But again, thank you guys very much.
Quit
giving me material. Thank you guys very much for listening. We'll see you next week. And I guess I can't think of anything else to say. Thank you again. Would that work?
Konnichiwa.
That's hello.
Sayonara.
Let's try Spanish since we're in a Spanish place.
Buenos dias.
You're an idiot.
Taco Bell.
Stop it.
Chipotle.
Bye.
Chipotle.